Number two, there are two wrong ways to respond to joy or Sehnsucht. One wrong way is to move restlessly, like an ultra-romantic, from one natural object to the next in search of fulfillment. The best example is Shelley. Shelley was running from one woman to the other because he was looking for the platonic ideal of love. In our modern day world, a man that gets married and gets divorced and marries again, and women do that too, they're seeking after joy. They keep thinking, if I just find the right mate or the right career, everything will be fine. But it's not. All you do is trade one imitation for another imitation. And the life of Shelley was very much like that. But there's another wrong way that is just as bad. Just as bad as indulging joy or seeking to fulfill it in wild ways is the opposite extreme of rejecting all desire as moonshine, being some old man from, I don't know, from Maine or something. Say, what do I need this joy for, all those fancy romantics? Being stubborn. Lewis wants you to know that's just as bad. Again, he's not going to say that it's just the fornicators, so to speak, that are bad. The people that get stoic and resist joy and just think it's all moonshine and something for kids, they're just as bad. And they are just as likely to miss out on joy as the other extreme. Number three, when it comes to the fulfillment of our deepest God-implanted desires, so many of us are willing to settle for a pale shadow of what God offers us. I want to quote now from The Weight of Glory, which is Lewis's most famous sermon, and it's one of my favorite passages in all of Lewis. This is what he says. We, human beings, are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. We're like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum, because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. The trouble with sin is not that it's too much fun, but that it's not fun at all, if I want to put it that way. God offers us infinite love and joy and desire, and we take some mere imitation. And it's sad, Lewis says. Fourth and finally, so often, people fear to receive and accept the very thing they desire. In Surprised by Joy, his spiritual autobiography, Lewis is spending his whole life on this search. But Lewis tells us when he finally meets God face to face, you know what his response was? He was terrified. You see, Lewis was a bookish kind of guy that wanted nothing more than to be left alone. Just leave me alone. He wanted to learn intellectually, but when that real personal God came face to face, Lewis was terrified. You know what Lewis says in his autobiography? He said, I was brought into the kingdom of God kicking and screaming, the most miserable convert in all of England. Because when this happens to men that are seeking the ideal woman, and then they find her, and what happens? They're afraid of commitment. Well, that's the same thing that happens in the religious swing. We say we want God, but when he appears to us in all of his glory, we're terrified and want to be left alone. Now, I teach at a university, of course, and most university students love to see themselves as seekers. But are they real seekers or not? A real seeker wants to find. So often, modern seekers, especially in liberal modern universities, secular universities, before they begin their search, they've already decided that no matter what, they're not going to believe there's only one way to God, or believe in Christianity, or even believe in a personal God that has something he wants us to do that we have to obey. So again, if you're a true seeker, you want to seek. Not just, seekers today take seeking as an end in itself rather than as a means to an end. Let me end with an analogy from Miracles. Lewis says our modern world are like boys playing in the attic, and they're playing at cops and robbers, and it's all exciting. If a robber comes, I'll beat him up with my stick, the little boy says. And then all of a sudden, they hear a footstep on the stairway. And suddenly, what they were playing with becomes too real, and they are terrified.